I'm Beth Stewart. I'm here in Montreal at La Centrale for an exhibition called What Bonds Are These? That is a collection of, for lack of a better word, sculptures that relate to past painting practice. For me, the title, What Bonds Are These? Is in reference to the kind of the constraints and sort of rules around conventions, I guess, around painting. And I wanted to sort of push against those conventions and talk about them as something that is at the same time a kind of really limiting constraint and also a comfortable boundary. So playing with those kinds of constraints or those bonds. It's a question for the viewer, but it's also a question for myself.
How does textile technique serve your work, starting from your painting practice?
Over the past 5 or so years, I have started kind of, my paintings have been getting less and less rectangular, less and less even, and the sort of support and the surface of the painting has been shifting and shifting. I feel like it's the final step in that deconstruction where I got down to the actual support itself, and the support itself started to become deconstructed. And the way that I found to do this was this old weaving technique, which is based on braiding, based on using only warp threads or only vertical threads and no horizontal threads. It's a very kind of unstructured, loose, wobbly edged technique, and it seemed to me to sort of be the perfect metaphorical kind of transition for my this kind of deconstruction. The figure ground relationship is kind of finally at its final kind of dissolve, where in past work it has been much more pictorial, I guess is the only way I can say it. This work is much less pictorial and much more material, but the figure and the ground are finally sort of becoming one thing. Which I, you know, I think about that figure ground relationship as being the kind of primary question of modernist painting. And I'm approaching it not from a modernist standpoint, but instead from the other side of it, not from a rational standpoint, but from a kind of a playful, irrational feminist standpoint, something that's very physical rather than being spiritual or transformative, something that's very kind of bodily and real.
In your work, what specific elements hints to those concepts?
I still have something that is like color, and then something that is like has a kind of direct relationship to the support, which I think that wooden, you know, that wooden sort of folding clothes rack for me is kind of acting like the, like a painting support. And then there's this kind of like color emerging from it, which is, it's three dimensional. It occupies space, but it's also like, it has no sort of ideal state. It's foldable. It's mushy. It kind of like, in the same way that I feel like paint is, you know.
Maybe the rainbow. Just what? Why the rainbow?
Yeah. Well, I for me, it's sort of like it is a really joyful indicator of color. I started to think about picking a color, you know, a color, and then it became too much about the kind of formal qualities of that particular color, and instead I wanted to talk about kind of color in general and not be too reverent about it, you know, have this be like a kind of symbolic representation of color. It's also a kind of like psychedelic reference to the, you know, to the 60s and 70s, which is really important to have in the work for me. So yeah, it's sort of this way to have color just be, you know, capital C color.